His lawyer's about to shut it down anyway, Andy. Then there's no time to waste, is there? Get back in there. Get me a confession and I'll take it to the grand jury this afternoon. Just get you a confession, just like that. That's why you get the big bucks, pal. What about the kids at the school? I thought that's where we were headed. We'll keep looking at it, Duff, but what do we have, really? A bunch of freaked out kids running their mouths on Facebook? So what? Look at this guy. Just look at him. Name me a better suspect. We don't have one. You really believe that, Andy? This is the guy, you think? Yes, maybe. Maybe. But we need something real to prove it. Get me a confession, Duff. Get me the knife. Get me anything. We need something. Okay, then. Duffy looked resolutely at the Newton detective who was his partner on this case. We do it again, like the man says. The cop hesitated, appealing to Duffy with his eyes. Why waste time? We do it again, Duffy repeated. Like the man says. Mr. LeJudas. They never got the chance, did they? The detectives never got back into the interrogation room with Leonard Patz that day. Witness. No, they did not. Not that day or any other day. Mr. LeJudas. How did you feel about that? Witness. I thought it was a mistake. Based on what we knew at the time, it was a mistake to turn away from Patz as a suspect so early in the investigation. He was our best suspect by far. Mr. LeJudas. You still believe that? Witness. Without a doubt, we should have stayed on Patz. Mr. LeJudas. Why? Witness. Because that's where the evidence was pointing. Mr. LeJudas. Not all the evidence. Witness. All? You never have all the evidence pointing in one direction. Not in a tough case like this one. That's precisely the problem. You don't have enough information. The data is incomplete. There is no clear pattern, no obvious answer. So detectives do what all people do. They form a narrative in their head, a theory, and then they go looking in the data for evidence to support it. They pick a suspect first, then they look for the evidence to convict him. And they stop noticing evidence that points at other suspects. Mr. LeJudas. Like Leonard Patz. Witness. Like Leonard Patz. Mr. LeJudas. Are you suggesting that's what happened here? Witness. I'm suggesting mistakes were made, yes, certainly. Mr. LeJudas. So what is a detective supposed to do in this situation? Witness. He has to be wary of locking onto one suspect too soon, because if he guesses wrong, he will miss evidence pointing him toward the right answer. He'll miss even obvious things. Mr. LeJudas. But a detective has to form theories. He has to focus on suspects, usually before he has clear evidence against them. What else can he do? Witness. That's the dilemma. You always start with a guess. And sometimes you guess wrong. Mr. LeJudas. Did anyone guess wrong in this case? Witness. We don't know. We just don't know. Mr. LeJudas. All right, go on with your story. Why didn't the detectives go on interrogating Patz? This audiobook is continued on Disc 3.